Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lee Richard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lynn McLaughlin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. One out. Bake McBride batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McBride bunts towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes McBride. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Kelleher applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Cardenal bunts towards third. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock strikes out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trillo. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Richard applying the tag. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Renko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez juggles the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Renko moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Renko scores. Wallace moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McBride moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock strikes out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trillo moves to third. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Simmons to Cruz. The throw back to home, and Trillo is out at the plate. Mitterwald moves to second. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Kelleher reaches second base with a double. Mitterwald scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Renko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Renko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hernandez moves to second. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard strikes out. Two outs. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. McLaughlin reaches second base with a double. Hernandez scores. Cruz moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock strikes out. Mitterwald drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brock out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wallace is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wallace. The throw from Simmons to Richard and they have Wallace trapped. The throw over to Hernandez, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Madlock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McBride is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crawford for the out. McBride moves to second. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. McBride scores. It's Cardinals, 2, Cubs, 2. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales is called out on strikes. 1 out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cruz is called out on strikes. 1 out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McLaughlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Madlock, and towards Kelleher, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kelleher hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Renko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crawford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wallace moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Wallace scores. Cardinal moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Al Roboski now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales is walked intentionally. Wayne Tyrone pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tyrone hits a line drive to center field. McBride throws towards Richard. Richard fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Richard. Cardinal scores. Madlock scores. Morales moves to third. Tyrone moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trillo is called out on strikes. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cubs. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kelleher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Renko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Renko hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wayne Tyrone now playing first base. Champ Summers now playing left field. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tyrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.